Tamim Ali, MIN space LI, the ticket for the Kainos OB, date of service January 24, 2013, patient name Tanya Reynolds, TA, correction, patient name Tanya Reynolds, TUNYA space RAYNOLDS, date of birth August 3, 1960, primary care physician Dr. Leonard Ellison, Leonard Ellison, LEONARD space ELLISON, phone number 248-552-9500, address 17330 Northland Parkhead, Southfield, Michigan 48075. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, new consult. Next paragraph, dear colleague who has the pleasure of seeing Ms. Reynolds, who you know is a very pleasant 52 years old lady with past medical history, significant for her hypertension. She came to our clinic today as a new consult for cardiac evaluation regarding her upcoming bariatric surgery after 2 months. Next paragraph, on today's visit, she had no specific cardio complaint, no chest pain, no dysregulation or access, no palpitations, no syncope, presyncope, no headaches, no blurry vision, no dizziness, no abdominal pain, no lower limb edema, no intermittent claudication of the lower limb. However, she injured her right foot and being on plaster since last month. Next paragraph, past medical history, number one, hypertension. Next paragraph, past surgical history, number one, cholecystectomy, number two, tonsillectomy, number three, hysterectomy. Next paragraph, social history, significant for smoking 1 to 2 cigarettes per day for over 30 years, denies alcohol, intravenous drug abuse. Next paragraph, family history, significant for coronary artery disease in her mother at 50 years of her age, hypertension in her mother, diabetes mellitus in her sister and grandfather. Next paragraph, allergies, non-drug allergy. Next paragraph, current medications. Number one, blood pressure medicine, doesn't remember the name. Number two, Neurontin. Number three, vitamins. Number four, allergy pills. Number five, Allegra. Number six, levothyroxine. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 120 over 79 millimeter mercury, pulse rate 284 pound, height 5'3", body mass index 50.3. Please type down the template for normal cardiovascular system exam, and please add to the appearance she was using wheelchair and there was right foot plaster. Next paragraph, diagnostic test. Laboratory blood tests were done on December 12, 2012. It showed serum electrolytes within normal limit except for potassium, which was abnormal. Normal renal function test, normal liver function test, normal thyroid function test, LDL 134 mg per deciliter, HDL 39 mg per deciliter. Next paragraph, echocardiography was done on July 31st, 2007. It showed ejection fraction of 60%. No apparent valvular abnormality was detected. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, coronary artery disease evaluation. On today's visit, she mentioned having stress test at Harper Hospital last year. However, results were not available on today's visit. She's known history of hypertension. History of smoking. On today's visit, she was asymptomatic. We recommend her of lifestyle modification in the form of regular exercise, balanced diet to impact content high in fibers, and to continue on her current medications. Number two, left ventricular ejection fraction evaluation. On today's visit, she was asymptomatic. Her recent echocardiogram showed ejection fraction of 60%. We'll continue to monitor her left ventricular ejection fraction with her echocardiography on the next follow-up visit. Number three, cardiac clearance. On today's visit, she requested cardiac clearance for upcoming bariatric surgery after 2 months. We provide her with cardiac clearance for upcoming surgery and refer up her cardiac symptoms postoperatively. Number four, hypertension. Her blood pressure measured today was 120 over 79 millimeter mercury, which is close to optimal required blood pressure. We recommend her to continue on her current medications. Our goal to have blood pressure below 140 over 90 millimeter mercury, as determined by her primary care physician. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Reynolds. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. We'll see Ms. Reynolds back in 3 months. Meanwhile, she's instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Amin Ali, medical student, dictating for Dr. Anas Obeid with all his board certificate. This is the end of the dictation.